Learning table Zecher, Ili Rishmas. Shlemetzi ben Avram Yehuda Halevi. We're up to Masecht Zavim. We're up to Paragimel Mishnah Beis. Gimel Beis. That's where we're up to. Magifin Oy Poischin. What is Magifin Oy Poischin? Mishnah Seinu Hiyam Shecha Mishnah Adam Sivim Masiv Allah Mekodim Shazov Ha'atoy Oysin Masa Hiyachot. Partnership. Ba'atar Nitma Mishum Hesed Azov the Taurus Tamei. The person who is tar becomes tar because hesed, because the zav has moved him. Okay, hesed means to move. Magifin oy person. Hazav atar shay yishneim kechad soigrim. They're closing up as hadelas. Okay, this is the magifin of the base hamidrash levim. Levim, they had a job in the base hamidrash to be the magifin. Magifin means they would shut the doors. You shut the door. Hello. You seem different today.
Yeah.
Your mind seems
just tired, that's all.
What?
Very tired. It's the end of the week. How you doing? You don't look too good. Missed a couple of spots. You said before Shabbos trying to pick up the spots that you missed.
Because you rushed me to come here.
It's okay. Baruch Hashem. Don't worry, nobody's going to look at you. You don't know.
That's right, I was looking at you. Magifin, Hazav Atar Sheishnem Kecha Segem Es.
What's that? What's Magifin?
To close the door. They closed the door.
Who closed it?
The
Azav?
What?
Azav?
Azav and Atar. Azav and Atar together are closing the door.
Okay.
They are participating in the shutting of a door.
Okay.
Hazav Atar
Sheishnem. Interesting Maisa going on here.
Shneim Kecha Segem Kogos Es Adelas. Okay?
Yeah.
They're closing the door. They're opening the door. Okay, they're opening the door.
Together.
Harei atar nitma mishum hesed. So therefore, the tar becomes tamei. Atar nitma mishum hesed azav. The tahar is tamei because the zav is causing him to move. Okay. If they're doing it together, so that's the chiddush.
Going to touch him or something like that?
Not touching him. Not touching him.
What does hesed mean?
Move. Hesed means to move.
Move
to
what?
Move something.
Move
something.
Move what? Move.
Move.
Him.
Move an object. Here.
So what did he move?
The dissolve. Here's the object. He moved it.
So since he moved the door. So
yeah.
The door makes the
door
tar
becomes
tummy.
The door becomes tummy.
And the door makes the guy tummy.
And because the tar is touching the door when the door is being moved, so the tar becomes tummy as well.
But if it wasn't done at the same time, he wouldn't be tummy. Is it enough?
No, it's the whole karka, so the door never comes out. Because the zav is moving the door, and the tar is touching the door as the door is being moved, so the tar becomes tameh. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is movement, motion. The motion, the cause of motion of a zav causes someone to become tar.
Okay.
Motion.
Tameh.
Okay.
Tameh.
Tameh. No, ad sheye zem megif vze perseach. Ba'olam ein kan toma elim kein zem moshech as adelat b'segra v'zem moshech b'pascha. A tug of war. One is pushing, one is pulling. So there's a fight between the zav and the tar. Should we close the door? Should we open the door? So the zav is pushing the door to close it, and the tar is pulling the door to keep it open. There's a tug of war. So each one is applying an opposite pressure. Each one is applying a different pressure on the door. In which direction it should go. Since each one is trying to be opposite, each one is preventing the fellow from doing the opposite, each one is causing the other one to move in a different direction. Since I'm pushing it one way, you're pushing another way, therefore I'm having an effect upon you. My effect upon you makes you tame. But if we're both going in the same direction, then you cannot say that the person who's tar is tame, because he's not really moving it. The tame is not moving it because
only
the tar is
going
also
in opposite directions.
Because the tar, right, if it's the same direction, you don't have to attribute the movement. You don't have to attribute.
So when we go through the door, how can we go through the door if I'm pulling in one direction, you're going in the other?
They're not going through the door. They're not going through. The question is, you're just fighting over the door. That's the, what do you mean, moving, going through the door? They're fighting
you mean
over
you're
the door.
You're on one side. I get it. You're on one side of the door, I'm on the other
right.
side of the door.
And
there's a handle
fighting.
On each side.
And we're fighting, exactly. We're fighting.
That's
or you're holding the door on the edge of the door. I'm trying to pull it open, you're trying to pull it shut. We're going in opposite directions.
Okay.
So since it's going to be without
question, the same direction, though,
then you cannot attribute the movement. To the attribute, because you're saying over long. Saying if I'm going, it this way, you're going it this way. It has to be for a mashu amount of time. The other person prevailed. If the Zav is on this side,
right,
and the Zav is pulling it,
yeah.
So I am being moved because of the Zav.
Right.
But if I were together, I were pushing it,
you know,
who says the reason why it's being pushed is because of you? Maybe it's because of me.
Correct.
So therefore, then you're going to be taught only when it's opposite directions. Okay. Next halacha. Malim zeze minabar hazave hatar shi malim zeze minabar nidmandid matar. They're pulling each other out of the bar. They're stuck in a pit. And each one's trying to assist the other fellow from coming up the pit. The chayisim harambam shi hazav ha'eles hatar. If the zav pulls the tar out of the pit, tim ahu, the neshe sitoi, he pulled them, he moved them. The imatar ha'eles hazav nidmandidma b'masoi carrying. So there's two different dinim over here. If the Zav pulls the Torah out of the pit, that's Tumas Heset. I've caused you to move. And if the Torah pulls the Zav out of the pit, then that's Tumas Masa. I'm carrying the Zav. By carrying his weight, pulling him out of the pit, I'm carrying the Zav. And that's a separate prohibition, a separate type of Tumah. There's Tumas Masa and there's Tumas Heset. If the Zav pulls the Torah, so the Zav is doing Hesed. If the Torah pulls the Zav, then the Torah is doing Tumas Masa. Got it?
Say it one more time.
If there is a Zav in a pit, and there is a Torah on the perimeter, on the rim, on the surface of the pit, and the Torah pulls, give me your hand, take my hand. Or you don't mamash touch him, because then if you touch him, there's Tumas Maga. What if you're wearing gloves? You're wearing gloves. And you say, give me your hand, and you pull him out. So what has the Torah done? The Torah, in essence, has carried. He has done an act of masa, of carrying. He has carried the Zav, and therefore the Torah becomes Tame.
Just tell me what it's up. Hi, Mary, how you doing? Okay, real quick, did she never clean out my drawer with the mail? Okay, so is it possible just to take it in order, just to take out the mail in order? And some stuff inside, like keys and stuff. I let her clean out the drawer. So there's a lot of chametz in that drawer. Alright, so that, and then we can put the thing back and then put it in the closet. But there's like loads of chametz in that thing because it's open all the time. Thank you very much.
You ready? Okay, so now we over here, halach over here is Rabbi Yehuda Ashi has a Torah Menal is a Tomei. So that we have Machla over here, you have over here Malam is a Zeminabar. Hazav, you got it over here, Hazav. The Hatar, Shahu Malam is a Zeminabar. They were helping each other out of the pit. Nitma Hatar. The Torah becomes Tomei. The Chayes of Rambam, Shemazav, Helis Hatar. If the Zav pulls the Torah out of the pit, then Timahu Mimnesha Sitoi. If the Zav is the one pulling the Torah out of the pit, the Zav has moved the Torah. So it's the Torah is Mishum Heset. Got it?
So I got the last case, the case I'm fighting, you're fighting.
New case, new halacha. There's a guy in a pit.
Yeah.
Who's in the pit? One or the other.
One or the other.
And the other guy, guy's in the top. And one guy is pulling the other guy up. Up.
Okay, good.
So the one, let's go through the two scenarios.
Right. So if the person, if the Zav is pulling him up, probably that's
the guy in the pit is Tamei. Why?
Because he's pulling him.
Hesed. He's been moved. He has been moved. Right. The Zav is the one that's done Hesed. Right. Let's say the other way around. The Zav is in the pit.
He's not.
And the one that's the tar is on the top.
Him, so he's not pulling.
He's not moving the tar. The Zav is not moving the tar.
Well, it could actually.
So. What?
He could actually, because if he would fall back.
We'll consider that possible, but let's assume that it's very, very strong. So, what's the reason why? Why then is this tar tame? There's a more fundamental reason why the person who's tar on top is tame.
Tame,
the one.
He still becomes tame?
Yes.
Even though he's pulling him up?
Why, yes, why? Masa, he's carrying him.
Oh, there's another thing.
Okay, Masa.
Okay, we're getting into Masa.
Masa. So that's what's over here. Let's show here. Malim zezim in a bar. Hazav yatar. Show you. Malim zezim in a bar. Yevazav yatar. Let's show you. Malim zezim in a bar. Nitma hatar. Choysev harambam. What's the reason why? Shem hazav. Hela. If the zav is the one that pulled up his atar. Yitimahu. If the zav pulled up the guy in the pit. The guy in the pit is tamei. The tar becomes tamei. Timahu mimnei shesitai. Because the tar has now been moved. The yim ha'tar hella says, but let's say it was pumfakev. The tar was the one that pulled up the zav. The nitma b'masai, because now the tahar has moved. Masai is carried. He has carried the tummy. Good.
Yeah.
Nu halacha.
So because it's masa. Masa is the. So the first one is also because he's pushing hesed, and the second one is masa.
Correct.
Good.
Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ache Ator Males Ator may know. The only time is Toma Ain Kantuma Elim Kinhila Hator Esazov, Shevsha Shinishan, it's possible, Shinishan Hazov Alator. The Zov is leaning on the Tar. In that case, because the Mas, Alma Zov Heles Hator, Loinit Mahatar, why not? Why not? Aaron doesn't explain. Doesn't explain. He says actually, atar malas hatam. The only time is in the tum is only when the tar is pulling up the tame. Ein kan tame el imkin hella hatohar es hazav. She'ev shar shenishan hazav al tar. When I pull you up, when the tar malas hazav. Because then it's.
He says the guy's gonna
lean. The one who's in the pit. He's leaning.
When he comes up, maybe he's going to lean on him.
He's leaning. He's relying upon. He's been carried. Hazav al hatar. Avalbat im hazav helles hatar. Let's say the zav was the one who pulled up the top. The zav
loydit
mahatar. Why? Doesn't explain why. Mavshul chavol. Hazav hatar shayu gedolim shahayu. Goylim chavolim keechad. They were making ropes. Okay, they're braiding. They're braiding ropes. Hazav yatar shayu goylim chavolim keechad. Did mahatar. The topic of why? I guess because they're relying one upon the other. When you make ropes, you rely one upon the other. Keli upon the other. V'chachamim moim mechamzat sheizem moishach v'helach v'zem moishelach ein kantum elim kein kolecha mehem moiteach moishach letzad acher. No, you have to go tug of war.
Okay.
Tug of war. So if they're
Arigan.
And then Mavshul means over here, it means that they're lowering. Mavshul means they're lowering ropes. They're lowering it together. You have a very heavy thing and you're lowering it down. You're lowering it down the building.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So bring it together. Hazav yatar shahayu goydlim chavolim kiacha. I don't know what goydlim means. Goydlim means you make. It means you create. Litma hatar, atar. There has to be a tug of war. Orgim. All your shneim orgim kecha. They were weaving ropes. Bain ba'ain ba'aimdim. Bain ba'ariga hanasa ba'amida. Bain ba'ayishim. Bain ba'ariga hanasa ba'yeshiva. We need the pictures for this. You know, we have the pictures. Ain't
you have the picture?
No, I do. I'm not even sure. Do I have it? I don't know. I thought I bought it. I can't find it, but I have to go look around for it. Maybe I do have to go look on Shabbos. I have to go look for it if I have it. It's on my locker. I remember that I bought, I don't know, did I or did not? I bought machshirin that we had. I don't remember if I bought. It's expensive. It's like $20. I don't remember. Bain Bariga Bamida Bain Yosh and Bain Bariga Nasav Yeshiva Oy Techin, Oy Shay Shnaim Techinim Kechad. They were grinding Kechad, did Mahatahar. They're both grinding. Let's say they were both grinding together. Yeah?
Yeah.
Rabbi Shimon Mutar Bukulum Chutzman Atechinim Rechaim Shalyat. Shaim Hazav Yatar Techinim Rechaim Shalyat. Let's say they were grinding in a hand mill.
Yeah.
Afal Dash Rabbi Shimon did Mahatahar Mishim Hesed Hazav. So again, the oldest in Mitzvah Allah, Rabbi Shimon. Next, Park in Sachamar, Zavi Atar Shayud, Shem Kechet Park, they were unloading a Masa Menachamar. Unloading, Oyitainim, Oyalacha, they were loading. Zman Shemasam Kavetim, when it's a heavy load, if it's a very heavy load, Tame Hatar, Shema, maybe, Mitah Kavet Masa, Nishan Hazav Atar. He leaned, I need your support. If I need your help, Venimsa Tar Masitoi. The tar is moving, or the tar nisat alav. It comes out that the tar is either moving the zav, or the zav is moving you. If you have a very, very heavy load, and you're together carrying a very heavy load, so one of the two is going, each one is going and it's pushing, it's causing the other one. But when it's very, very heavy, you have to balance the weight. You have to balance, part of balancing the weight is each one is pushing, each one is instrumental in the other person moving in the direction. Because it's very, very heavy. This match was a common throughout the time. It was very, very light. It didn't have work because no one is moving. Because if it's very, very light, it's a feather. So I'm not going to be moved because of you. You're not causing me to move. Cool. So therefore they're allowed to go feed people, people who are choyle, someone who's sick, and only wants to eat food with tahara, you're allowed to feed him, because all of these examples
are
sekas. It's sekas. So when it comes to a safek, we can be makel, and when it comes to chulin, when it comes to truma, which is tar, then you have to be machmir. Chaz the Mishnah, Lishna one Mishnah, Magifin oy paischim. If you shut the door, let's say you open the door, and then
together.
So lach is yutame. Vacham the say no. Achi he ze megiv is ze paseh. Or the machmir, you know that's tanakam. That's what's assumed. That's what it means. It means they're going to be tame. Nitma harayatar nitma mushum hasazav. It's tame. That's what it means. Tanakam is if you either you're together, we are together, closing the door, opening the door, we're both going to be tame. Come say no. Achi ze one asks to ze megip, one pushes it closed. Vze paseach.
Good.
Next, malin ze zemen abor. Let's say. So according to Tanakam, malin ze zemen abor tame. What a machmir means tame. If you pull the zav out of the pit, you become tame because of masa. If the zav pulls you out of you, the kumim shum hesed. Rudy says no. Actually, hey, atar mal es atam with the tar has he pulling out. Only when the tar pulls out, then his nishan is going to be leaning upon him. Mafshilin bechavolim, you can be mafshil. You can lower ropes. If you lower ropes, tame. Each one is assisting the other. Vachacham mayimrim no. Actually, zem moishah chelach of zem moishah. That's the tug of war. Only tug of war. Argon, let's say you want to weave ropes together. When you weave ropes together, part of the process of making ropes is you're pulling. You weave
braiding
it.
Braiding
them. So therefore, each one is pulling the other. Argon, you can argon. Bain, but then bain, be yoshim. You can be oytoychin. You're pulling the each one is pulling the other. Oytoychin, or let's say you're grinding in the mill. Each one is causing the other one to move. Rabbi Yehuda, Rishim, Matar, Bekulin, all these examples, the degree that you're pushing your fellow is insignificant, and therefore there's no Tumas. Matar, Bekulin. It's not significant, there's not going to be Tumas Hesed.
It's not significant pull.
And therefore, Chutz, Menatrechenim, Berechem, Shalyat, a handmill, that's significant. Parkin, Menachamar, to unload a burden from a donkey, Oyitoyanim, or you're loading. So Bizman, Shemasam, Kaved, if it's heavy, because then you're adjusting because it's very, very heavy, each one is pulling the other. Bizman, Shemasam, Kal, Toharin. And all of these toes, there's only a Suffolk Toma. You can go into the base Hakanes to a soup kitchen, and you can feed the people in the soup kitchen, and they can assume that they're Tar. Yeah, so it says, Klema, Lo'ichle, Choylehem, or hospital. Those who feed in their sickly b'tahara. Why? We call them Torah b'lo b'nekta. That's what we're saying. Because Shumi have to be machmir. It's a Savi have to be machmir. Okay, so we did a Mishnah. We did a Mishnah. We did at least we did one Mishnah.